Hey friends, in a previous video we talked about Dapper. It's a portable event-driven serverless runtime for building distributed applications across the cloud and the edge. In this next video on Azure Friday, I'm going to learn all about the actor capabilities of the Dapper runtime on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. We're going to talk about Dapper a little bit more. In the previous video, you should make sure that you check out. We talked about an overview of this great new portable open source event-driven serverless runtime. And here we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about the actor model. Help me understand this, because not everyone necessarily is familiar with this actor model. And other people might be familiar with it with other providers that give a perspective on designing systems with actors.
Mm-hmm. So actor model is a computational model in which it's an isolated unit of compute and state, and then only one method call is being processed at a time. And actor model within the Dapper runtime follows the virtual actor model based on which Orleans and Service Fabric Reliable Actors were written. The benefit of using actor runtime from Dapper is that now you can write your actors in any language because you communicate with the Dapper runtime over HTTP or gRPC. As the core functionalities of the actor runtime, like turn-based concurrency, reminders, timers, activation, deactivation, is all handled by the Dapper runtime. So your actor service can be in any language.
So you've democratized it such that any interaction is going to happen over gRPC and HTTP, mm-hmm. so that it's completely platform and language agnostic.
Yep. True.
Cool. So you've got a demo of this in Kubernetes?
Yeah. So this is my C# actor, and we can see that we have two methods here, process data and get data. And this is really familiar to Service Fabric Reliable Actors developers. Because it follows pretty much the same APIs. So here in process data, we're setting the state with some key and then returning success. And with get data, we're just pulling the data back. So we have the actor deployed already to my Kubernetes cluster, and this is a regular Kubernetes deployment. The only thing to note here are these annotations which tell the Dapper control plane to inject the Dapper sidecar next to the app. Mm-hmm. And this is how the C# actor communicates with the Dapper runtime. And I have here a Python application, a pretty simple one. It has a loop and a counter, and with each iteration, it's getting the state. And if there is a state, we're assigning it to the counter, then incrementing the counter and saving it. And here we're invoking the Dapper runtime. So we're going to actors and we're invoking a demo actor with an ID of actor 7 with these specific methods. Mm-hmm. So really, the C# actor gets its own instance of the Dapper runtime, and then the client gets its own, and they can communicate locally via localhost. And then Dapper takes care of the distributed communications between them. So if I go here and I take a look at my Kubernetes cluster, I can see that I have the actor already running. And the only thing that's left to do is just deploy the actor client, that Python application. So I'm going to do kubectl apply actor client. And we'll wait a couple of seconds until this is up and running.
So you see the client starting to show up there,
yep.
Container creating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we take a look at the logs, we can see that there is a counter and it's actually going. And what I'm going to do now is just kill off the actor instance. So I'm mm-hmm. going to take the pod and I'm going to delete it.
So you're simulating a failure?
Yeah. And we'll wait until it gets back up. And it's already running pretty quick. And now we can take
so
a look.
So it healed itself.
Yeah, this is done by Kubernetes.
Right.
And I can take a look at the logs and we can see that the counter picked up where it left. Because the Dapper runtime handled the retry mechanisms and the resiliency and retrying, and state was saved. In this case, it was saved in Kubernetes.
So then that would be a reliable actor.
Yes, that would be a reliable actor.
It's a reliable actor.
And Dapper runtime takes care of distributing actor instances across your multiple service instances because it takes care of repartitioning. Let's say you have 5 instances of your service running, then your actors are redistributed across new instances as they come up.
Very cool. Yeah. And this is something that is, in this context, we use Kubernetes. Is this specific to this container orchestrator, or can Dapper runtime?
No, it can run in DCOS, it can run Docker Swarm, it can run anywhere where you can orchestrate containers.
So you've got a reliable virtual actor model that runs on any container orchestrator, and it doesn't care about what language that you use.
Correct.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So this is something that is just getting started. You've got, you said, a 0.1 version up on github.com/DAPR/DAPR, and you want to hear from the community.
True.
Yes.
So if you think this is as cool as we do here in Azure Friday, go and check out github.com/dapper/dapper. Talk to the team. You're looking at part of the team right here, and help them get to 1.0 with this really exciting new technology. We're learning all about it today on Azure Friday.